Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. In this week's episode, I am going to teach you five English vocabulary words related to sports and fitness activities. After this lesson, you'll be able to speak English fluently and confidently about this topic. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. All right, our very first word on this topic of sports and fitness activities is endurance. Good. Again, after me, endurance. Excellent. Last time after me, endurance. Great job. Now, what does this word endurance actually mean? The word endurance just means the ability to sustain prolonged physical or mental effort. Again, the ability to sustain, to keep going, sustain prolonged physical or mental effort. I want you to think about the time when you were back in school and you had an exam to study for, a difficult exam. Maybe it was your final exam, an exam that was going to cover everything you learned throughout the entire year. This exam was difficult. So you had to study for hours upon hours upon hours, day after day, and maybe you got tired. Mentally, you felt like you were being overloaded, but you continued pressing on. This is an example of endurance. Once again, the ability to sustain prolonged physical or mental effort. Maybe you like to run and it gets hard after a while, but you keep moving. You're building your endurance, your ability to move forward even when it physically hurts. You got it? Excellent. All right. Check out these example sentences using the word endurance. Here we go. The first one is, endurance training, such as long distance running, improves cardiovascular health. Number two, athletes focus on building endurance to enhance performance in endurance sports. And sentence number three, mental endurance is crucial in overcoming challenges during intense workouts. Makes sense, right? Again, this word we have, endurance, endurance, endurance. So after me one more time, endurance. Great job. All right, now the second word I want us to look at is agility. Good. Again, agility. Excellent. Last time after me, agility. Great job. So what does the term agility actually mean? It literally just means the ability to move quickly and easily with coordination and balance. That's the key. Moving quickly and easily, yes, but with coordination and balance. Can you run and also dribble a ball? Can you run and also throw a ball? Can you run and also kick a ball? These are signs of good agility. Moving quickly, moving fast, moving easily while also having good hand-eye coordination, foot-eye coordination. In English, we say agility. Good job. All right, check out these example sentences using this word. The first example sentence, agility drills, like ladder exercises, enhance coordination and speed. Next, athletes with high agility can quickly change direction during sports like soccer, moving very quickly. And finally, yoga and Pilates contribute to improved flexibility and agility. Again, this word agility, we're talking about words you can use when speaking about the topic of sports and fitness activities. Makes sense, right? Okay, now again, what was the very first word you learned today? Endurance. Very good. What was the second word? agility. Excellent. Very good. Now let's move to our third word. Again, still on the topic of sports and fitness activities. I want you to repeat after me. Stamina. Oh, good job. Again, stamina. Excellent. Last time after me. Stamina. Great job. Now, this term stamina just refers to the ability to sustain prolonged physical or mental effort, or in other words, endurance. Stamina is basically a synonym for the word endurance. And you know the word endurance now, right? Excellent. So once again, stamina, the ability to sustain prolonged physical or mental effort. Stamina. So check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first one. Building stamina is crucial for withstanding the demands of high intensity workouts. Recently, I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about CrossFit athletes. CrossFit was started by, I think, Reebok several years ago. And there are literally thousands upon thousands of people around the world who participate in CrossFit games and use CrossFit, as a means of getting in shape. One of my previous students in Korea actually is heavily involved in CrossFit. And CrossFit requires a lot of stamina. It's a high intensity workout. So once again, building stamina is crucial for withstanding the demands of high intensity workouts. Look at the second example sentence. Marathon runners focus on both stamina and endurance for long distance races. And finally, mental stamina contributes to pushing through fatigue during challenging exercises. You got it, right? Again, we're talking about stamina or endurance, the ability to push through when you're doing a high intense workout or an activity that requires a lot of strength and a lot of energy. We say stamina. Good. All right. So what was the first word we went over again? Endurance. Very good. The second word? Agility. Excellent. The third word? Stamina. Very good. Excellent job. Now we're going to move to the fourth word. Again, remember, we're talking about sports and fitness activities. The fourth word after me is intensity. Good. Again, intensity. Excellent. Last time, intensity. Great job. So what does this refer to? Intensity. It refers to the degree of strength, force, or difficulty in a physical activity. The degree of strength, force, or difficulty. For example, when I was working out with a personal trainer, he was trying to get me stronger. And he was teaching me how to deadlift and how to do squats better. He was teaching me many things. So I remember one time I was doing a squat, and let's say the weight was 100 pounds, for example, right? And I could squat 100 pounds easily, right? I was doing the squats. He said, okay, I want to up the intensity. I want to make it a little bit harder. I want to increase the degree of difficulty. Again, we're talking about intensity. And he added 25 pounds. So went to 125, then 150, then 200. And he kept increasing the weight. It was getting more intense. Makes sense, right? All right, so again, we're talking about intensity. Look at example number one. Example sentence number one. High intensity interval training, known as HIIT, involves a short bursts of intense exercise. Again, high intensity interval training, HIIT, involves short bursts of intense exercise. Sentence number two. The intensity of weightlifting workouts determines muscle engagement. And finally, monitoring heart rate helps gauge exercise intensity during cardiovascular activities. You got it? Excellent. All right. So again, we've learned four words so far to help you speak English confidently and fluently about sports and fitness activities. What was number one? Oh, you got it. Endurance. What was number two? Agility. Excellent. Number three? Stamina. Very good. And number four? Intensity. Very good. Very good. Now, number five, again, another word that will help you speak English fluently and confidently about sports and fitness activities. After me, coordination. Good. Again, coordination. Great job. Watch my mouth closely if you're watching the video on YouTube. Coordination. Excellent. All right. What does this word coordination actually mean? It just means the ability to use different parts of the body together smoothly and efficiently. Once again, coordination, the ability to use different parts of the body together smoothly and efficiently. You got it? All right, check out the first example sentence. Sports like tennis and basketball require excellent hand-eye coordination. Now, I'll pause real quick because you know, or maybe you don't know, I actually was an athlete growing up. I played basketball in middle school, high school, and college. So you have to have good hand-eye coordination, dribbling the ball, shooting the ball well. Good hand-eye coordination. Coordination. You heard it. All right, let's move on to number two, the second sentence. Dance classes improve overall body coordination and rhythm. And finally, sentence number three. Coordination exercises, such as balancing on one leg, enhance stability. You got it? Excellent. So, once again, we've learned five English vocabulary words to help you speak English confidently and also fluently about sports and fitness activities. What was the first word? Endurance. What was the second word? Agility. Good. The third word? Stamina. Good. The fourth word? Intensity. And the fifth word? Coordination. Excellent job. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to read you a paragraph. And this paragraph is going to include each of the words you just learned. Each of the words you learned about this topic of sports and fitness activities. And I want you to follow along to see if you can understand the paragraph now that you know the words. Here we go. It requires a good mix of skills when doing any kind of sport or fitness activity. The kind of skills that make your body strong and coordinated. Agility is about moving quickly and being flexible, like when you play games or do quick exercises. Endurance is about keeping up your energy for a long time, which is important for activities that need stamina, like running or biking. Stamina is all about lasting power, like in intense workouts or playing sports that require a lot of energy. Intensity is about how much effort you put into your exercises, making sure they're not too easy or too hard. Finally, coordination is like a dance between your body parts, helping you move smoothly and play sports like soccer. Bringing all these skills together in your activities makes you healthier, stronger, and more confident. You heard each word, right? Each of the words you learned today, agility, endurance, stamina, intensity, coordination, each of the words can be found in that paragraph. This is how you improve your English speaking ability. By learning words related to topics. I hope you enjoyed our lesson this week. I hope you will continue improving your English and come back each week for me to give you new English vocabulary words related to specific topics. Don't forget to join the free email newsletter. Today's words came from my email newsletter that I send out totally for free to thousands upon thousands of individuals around the world, and I'd love to send it to you as well. If you want it, go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com, and every day from Sunday to Friday, I'll be in your inbox teaching you brand new vocabulary words. I'll talk to you next time. Love you lots.